Welcome to Well's Early Childhood Educator Devotions. Our dearest love, this week as we celebrate Valentine's Day, we look at the book of Colossians. We're going to be in chapter 3, verses 12, 13, and 14. Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with each other and forgive whatever grievances you may have against one another. Forgive as the Lord forgave you. And over all these virtues, put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. Everyone is excited to celebrate Valentine's Day this week. Valentine was a Christian young man who lived in Rome in the 3rd century. According to legend, he was deeply in love and planned to get married soon. At that time, Christianity was illegal and all Christians were declared guilty of treason. Rather than deny their Savior, though, many Christians boldly confessed their faith in Jesus. Valentine was one of those confessors who remained true to Christ and was arrested. While he was in jail awaiting his death in the arena, Valentine wrote a number of beautiful, impassioned letters to his would-be bride. He assured her of his great love for her, but he also made it clear that first place in his heart was reserved for Jesus, his Savior. History tells us that on February 14th, in the year 269, Valentine was put to death, martyred for Jesus Christ. In the year 496, after Christianity was an accepted religion, the church declared February 14th to be Saint Valentine's Day. While the Christian significance of this day has been pretty well forgotten by now, we can let this background for Saint Valentine's Day bring us past superficial sentimentality to the greatest love of all, the love of God for the world. Jesus showed true love by giving his life for us on the cross in order to pay for our forgiveness so we could have eternal life in heaven. The sacrificial love of Jesus touches our hearts and fills us with gratitude. It moves us to show true love to one another. True love is not just sweet emotions, but a commitment to help, regardless of the cost or consequence. The love we show to the children and to one another begins with the knowledge and joy of knowing that we are God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved. Filled up with God's love, we will be kind and loving toward others on Valentine's Day and always. We pray. Lord Jesus, thank you for your unconditional and unending love that saved me. Help me to say thank you by sharing that same love with others. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, please go to wells.net. God bless your day.